shit's about to get weird. Shit's about to get real weird.
Maybe.
No, it has to get weird because.
I do have to say that I, researching this.
Wait,
segment,
we didn't even say what it is yet.
Go ahead.
So it's one final weird premise horror. So like
not really a genre, but it's
like subgenre. I like put this one on here because I wanted us to dig deep and find something outside of like the list of best scary films of all time, because there's some nuggets that really just don't fit in any category, and that is weird horror. And I can't wait to hear what you found. So now go ahead with your research. I'm so happy you researched.
just to see what I've seen in the past that I might not be recalling,
yeah,
will fall under this, right?
Sure, sure.
So what was enlightening is finding movies now I want to see.
Okay.
Like The Begotten, right?
Okay.
And other movies I'm like, what the hell? I never even heard of this movie. Or yeah, like yeah. Put it on my list. The things to put on the list.
And you mentioned The Begotten when I first got here, and I was like, wait a minute. The director's name is so familiar, and it's because when we covered Beyond the Black Rainbow, the whole entire flashback scene was completely emulated and was inspired by that whole movie, which you and I never looked up until you found it recently.
Right. So anyway.
Begotten.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye.
So.
What's your film?
Mine is, it's, I saw this. I thought the poster for this film was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That got my attention first.
Okay. Okay.
I saw it, like, I think it was like a handout at some, where was I? Some theater was replaying this film, like a midnight show or whatever, right?
All right.
And I was like, what the heck? I've never even heard of this film. It's Japanese. It's 1977.
Holy crap. I can't believe you did it. A 77.
I told you, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
it's just called House.
The one that I always talk about?
No.
It's a different one?
Yeah.
Oh, you said Japanese.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's called House. And out of curiosity.
I say mine because I always reference it. Anyway, go ahead.
Out of curiosity, I watched it one time because like I think like Hulu was had it where you can like stream it. It's a Criterion Collection film.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm not sure whether that makes it less weird premise,
mm-hmm.
but it's a Japanese film in the 70s. So it's like, it's got this weird, like painted backgrounds as like backdrops. Right. And there's like, it's about a group of girls who it's about a girl who don't want to stay with her father's new girlfriend, over the, like this weekend or whatever. So mm-hmm. She gets her friends and they go, to a house that her distant aunt owns. Right. She's finally going to go like, reconnected with her and they're going to visit her.
Yeah.
Right. And this house is haunted. And it is partly like kind of perverted.
Okay.
If you watch, it's a lot of like schoolgirls, like I don't know whether the ghost is perverted, like panty flashing and like catching them like, you know, like taking a shower. It's just a weird film. But they get slaughtered, they get killed by this ghost and they get haunted and there's this weird cat, floating heads, and it is bizarre. I will show you a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll watch a trailer a little later, but it is really, really weird.
And you watched the whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And was it good? I mean, because the whole thing is like, I like this film, right?
So yeah,
like
yeah.
It.
So
you can get behind it.
I find it interesting in different ways than like, oh, it's good storytelling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is such a bizarre film that like anything sort of, you know, that we find normal,
right?
You know?
Right.
Like, at least in the Western culture context. It's such a, maybe all Japanese films are sort of bizarre like this too.
Sure, sure.
But I can't be the only one, right? Because it's a freaking Criterion Collection film. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. So I've never heard of it, but
yeah?
I will definitely find it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I have a question.
Poster. I'll show you the poster. Like,
wait, scroll. Oh, wait, I've seen that poster.
Right?
Yeah. I was looking above, but I've seen that poster.
Yeah.
Where else is that? That popped up for me on something.
We should watch it.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. And it's like, is it gory? Is it?
It's not gory.
No.
Yeah. It's not like Tokyo Gore Police or anything
okay,
like that.
Okay.
But it's. I just remember being really like pervy.
I don't know if I'd like it then, but I'll check it out. Although I did watch, I posted a picture of the poster a couple days ago, but or whatever day it was. I don't remember. Was it called? Well, it's called, it has got two names. Oh my God, what's it called? One of the names is called The Devil's Wedding Night. That's in the poster officially. That was the Italian name. But like on Netflix, I think it was on Netflix that I found it. It's called The Full Moon of the Virgins. So I watched it.
Vampiros Lesbos.
It's like, it has definitely got some Vampiros Lesbos. Yeah. And it's totally ridiculous. Lots of breasts, lots of girl on girl action. Yeah. It's totally like gratuitous. And but in it, by the way, Miles Davis's ex-wife is in it and is definitely partaking in the lesbian vampire action.
Yeah.
Yep. And then you got a famous chick. What are you showing me here?
I know it's off topic, but
oh,
I thought it was interesting.
Oh, interest.
Yeah.
Interesting. So yeah, I watched this movie the other night. What were we talking about that I said this? I have no idea. I'm like distracted now. What was my point? What did you say right before this? Oh, perverted. Yeah, this whole movie is just like ridiculous. I swear it's just like a vampire. It's like pretending to be a vampire movie, but really it's just a bunch of breasts. That's really all it is. And it was like a 1970s film. It was totally ridiculous. It was like one of those bad dubbed Italian horror films.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like a countess is like luring female virgins to this castle on this particular night where she's going to marry her. Basically, she turns a man and Satan's going to live through him so that she can like remarry him or something. I don't know. But all the girls that show up, I laughed. There were like seven women. They all had the identical white long flowing nightgown with like their breasts like peeking out. I was like, how does every woman in this town have the same exact white nightgown? Like, it's very weird to me. Anyway, now I'm digressing.
Yes. What's your movie?
So I have a weird, you went through your whole movie and I didn't say mine yet. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Now we both have broken the rules. So mine is a movie that I know I referenced my, the history of horror films class that I took, where most of the films we watched were in the 70s and they were all like, we dove in to see kind of what was going on at the time. I couldn't fucking tell you what was going on at the time in 1973 to make this fucking movie, but it's weird as shit. And it's called The Baby. And if Sam is listening right now, she's like, yes. this movie is rated PG, and I don't understand how. Like, from my memory, it should not be just rated PG. But it's basically the story of a social worker who she wants to do good and be active. Like, she wants to keep herself busy in life because her husband was part of a really bad car accident or something and got really hurt. So she's a social worker, and she goes to investigate this family that she wants to take on this case of this, what she thinks is the son of this woman. Two sisters in the house. It's a 21-year-old man that the mom and the two sisters are just keep calling baby. And she's like, no, but what is his name? And they look at her and they're like, his name is baby. Like, they just call him baby. It's this sick and twisted, really strange story. They make him act like an infant. Okay. They don't let him walk. They don't let him talk. They put him in like a life-size playpen or like an adult-size playpen. They like stick him with a fucking cattle prod.
Like the poster that I'm looking at. Yeah.
Is it? I can't remember the poster. Yeah. They stick him with a cattle prod. It's considered a cult classic. I honestly, like, if my professor had never showed me this film, I would never have known about it. I've never seen it come up since I watched in that class. Mm-hmm. Never heard anyone else talk about it. But if you watch the trailer, which I watched when I was making my list here, the narrator, whatever you want to call it, the VO goes like, there wasn't enough room in Toyland to escape the terror that rocked baby's cradle. And talks about like how he's in a living hell, and he's a full grown man. And essentially, I don't think that there really is anything wrong with him. These women are just like keeping him down. And it's been many years since I've watched it now. But, you know, the mother is almost like Joan Crawford's character from, or, you know, like how she's portrayed in Mommy Dearest. And then like one of the sisters, for instance, is kind of like this sexy blonde with like, you know, scantily clad, and she's kind of crazy and has this little voice that if I can give you a good, you know, parallel, it would be like Sherry Moon Zombie's character kind of almost. And the other sister is kind of, if I remember correctly, like she's not as crazy or wild. But anyway, it's just nuts. And the social worker is like, she finally starts coming back and saying, there's nothing wrong with this boy. Like, you guys are keeping him this way. There's something wrong with you. And the mom is this crazy, like badass, insane personality who plays the character really, really well. But she basically is starting to tell the social worker, hey, fuck off, like get away. And then she's even accusing her, I want to say, of like, do you want to be sexually involved with my son? And of course, that's not the case. And if I, again, what I kind of remember, there's a lot to the story, but the social worker, and I want to say like her mom or her mother-in-law, they try to take baby, like save him from the family. And the mother and the sisters come after them. So then it's this like, everyone's wielding axes and knives and guns. And it's like this war between all these women for this child man child. And it gets like insane. Lots of people die. There's a really interesting twist and reveal, and I'm hesitant to giving it away because I want people to go and find this weird fucking movie and watch it.
How are they gonna watch it though?
I don't know. Is there a way it can, is it, can we find it online? Let's look. The baby.
You can watch it on, you can actually watch it on YouTube. The whole thing.
The whole thing's on YouTube. All right. So the whole thing's on YouTube. Go watch it. And then message
us. I'm just going to skip to the very end.
It's so weird. Like the whole thing is so fucking bizarre. And I really wish I could remember what my professor told me was the reason why this movie was made, because it just makes no sense. But I've never seen any other movie like this. There's literally no subgenre this could fit in with any other film like it. Never been redone. Don't know if that's because it just shouldn't be.
That weird.
Huh?
Doesn't look that weird.
It's just bizarre. And it has like, you know, it has like the tone and like the over the topness of like 70s kind of like exploitation films and things like that. So that's kind of the dialogue and the feeling of the movie, if I remember correctly. But yeah, anyway, it's a wild little ride.
Cool.
All right.
So House and The Baby.
The Baby. Bye. Bye.